أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس إن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Firstly, I do thank you, dear listeners, you join us and listen to these episodes talking about the Islamic doctrines, talking about the Islamic teachings. In this very episode, God willing, we are going to talk about other Shia sects' belief about Imamah. But prior touching the beliefs of other sects in respect with Imamah, let me have a very brief revision of the previous session. In the previous session, we talked about the arguments which stood and which proved not only Imam Ali alayhi salam's imamah, but also the rest of the Shi'ites' imamah. As you are well aware, we presented to you, dear listeners, four important arguments. The first was the explicit expressions made by our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, such as the narratives called Ithna Ashar Khalifa. In this very important edition, our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household, predicted that there will be 12 successors, there will be 12 caliphs, and they will take and they will be there as Muslim leaders for the Muslim community, in order not the Muslims be deviated from the path our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, has just outlined. So they have to remain loyal and faithful to these 12 caliphs. The explicit expressions made by our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, it connotes that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, had not been nonchalant towards the issue of Imamah. This is first. Secondly, we talked about the characteristics and conditions of Imam. If we could reach a consensus on the conditions and characteristics of Imam and Caliph, for sure, we would all come to this conclusion that there are and there were only 12 Caliphs who met the characteristics of an eligible imam. One of those important characteristics that we talked about, that was the divinely inspiration, or a person or imam should be divinely taught, should be divinely inspired. And secondly, he has to have, or he has to enjoy infallibility. He should not be prone to blunders and catastrophic errors, for there would be many ramifications then. So the characteristics and conditions we put for Imam, This will be only applicable to these 12 Shi'ite Imams, not the rest of the Abbasid and Umayyad caliphs. The third important argument we raised, that the rest of the Shi'ites Imama should be proved, that was the expressions made by the predecessor's Imam. The preceding Imam has said that who will succeed him. It means the imams that would come, they were predetermined by the previous Imam. So this task of theirs showed that Imam is not something that should be elected by the people. Rather, it was something that the Imams knew who are enjoying all those characteristics, all those conditions of an Imam. The fourth argument we brought, that was the collection of all contextual and historical evidence, such as the tradition of Thaqalayn, the tradition of Ark, the tradition of Safina, the tradition of Manzila, and the most important traditions, which all of them have said that there will be only these 12 caliphs who would succeed the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and through them, the Muslim community would pass all the challenges safely, and they will not encounter deadlock and very unresolvable challenges. Today, God willing, we are going to talk about other ramifications which have existed in the history of the Shi'ites. You know, beside the 12 Shi'ites, there are some other ramifications. There are some other denominations of Shi'ism. So to study their beliefs, to study their doctrines and teachings, indeed, it needs another episode, it needs a detailed time and opportunity that we have to cover all these issues. But today we are going to touch their beliefs about Imams, why they did not join the 12 Shi'ites in respect with the 12 Imams. Why, for example, they have stopped believing in 12 Shi'ites, or what are their beliefs in respect with Imam. So as you are well aware, the most well-known ramifications, or we can say intersects, that have been found through the history of the Shi'ites, they are as Ismailis, they are as Waqifis, and they are as some Fatahis, and so on and so forth. So the first important ramification, or the first important intersect group that has been found within the Shi'ites, that is the Zaydis. You know that these people are those who favor Zayd ibn Ali. You know who is Zayd ibn Ali? Zayd ibn Ali is the son of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the fourth infallible Imam of the Shi'ites. So Zaydis are of the view that after Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, we do not believe in Imam Baqir alayhi salam's imamah. Rather, another son of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam by the name of Zayd, he has to be chosen, or he was elected as their leader. For they were of the view that an imam should resort to armed revolution. An imam should take armed measures. So after Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, they say that it is not Imam Baqir alayhi salam that he has to lead us. It is Zayd, another son of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, that he has to lead us. You know that their view and their belief about Imam contradicts with the very well-known tradition that has been received from our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, called Ithna Ashar Khalifa. Our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, said that after my demise, there will be 12 successors, there will be 12 caliphs. And this tradition is available in the most authentic and reliable source of the Shiites and the Sunnites. So, respectable audience, their belief in this respect runs counter to our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him's prediction. Our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him's word and tradition. This is first. Secondly, there are various evidence in the Shiite resources that Zayd ibn Ali did not have this claim that I am your imam. He did not have any claim from this kind that instead of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, I have to be appointed, I have to be chosen as your leader. No, he did not have any claim that he should be appointed or has to be appointed as Muslim leader. And thirdly, Zayd ibn Ali revolted against the present regime after 120th of the Hijrah. So there will be found a gap between the two imams. While in another tradition, the Shiites are of the view that Almighty Allah would not leave the earth and the heaven without an imam, even for a second. There should be an infallible imam or an infallible figure on the earth, on the heaven. If we believe that Zayd ibn Ali was the leader, there would be found a huge gap between the demise of our holy imam, I mean the fourth infallible imam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, and after the revolution of Zayd ibn Ali. You know that prior this revolution, prior the revolution that was led by Zayd ibn Ali, he was not appointed as leader. But after this revolution, and after his martyrdom, his followers said that Zayd ibn Ali is our imam. Imam Baqir alayhi salam is not our imam. So what is the problem, or what lies the problem? The problem is that there will be found a huge gap between Imam Sajjad alayhi salam's imama after his demise. The earth and the heaven is bereft of an infallible imam in figure till 120, and after that, from 120 onward, the followers and the devotees of Zayd ibn Ali started to say that, okay, Zayd ibn Ali is our imam. So they cannot fill this gap theoretically, that how it was possible that the heaven and the earth was remained without an infallible imam. While according to the Shiites, there is no space, there is no place, or there is no time that should be left without an imam. مَنْ مَاتَ وَلَمْ يَعْرِفْ إِمَامَ زَمَانِهِ مَاتَ مِيتَةَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ. So this tradition indicates that every time, in every era, in every epoch, in every time, there should be an infallible imam. In order to avoid مِيتَةَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ, so we have to understand and we have to recognize our infallible imam. It makes problem for the Zaydis that they cannot find any logical and rational justification for this gap. The fifth counter-argument that we bring against the Zaydis' belief, that is that there are a lot of traditions that is stained on imamate of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. They cannot solve these traditions. It means that the Zaydis have derailed from the righteous path. So after Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, Imam Baqir alayhi salam is the fifth infallible imam of the Shiites. and all the Muslims. But if they have derailed, or if they started to take another detour instead of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, so it is an important deviance that we have to take care of. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, another important ramification that was found within the Shi'ites, that is Ismailis. Ismail is the grandson of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So the Ismailis are of the view that after the demise of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, we should go and we should follow his grandson Ismail, not his smaller son Imam Musa Kadhim alayhi salam. So instead of following Imam Musa alayhi salam, they tended towards another son of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Ismail. So the same counter arguments we brought for the Zaydis, they can cover and they can be applied for their belief as well. For instance, their belief runs counter to the well-known tradition of Ithna Ashar Khalifa, because Ismail is not amongst those whom our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household talked about. Moreover, there are traditions that say you should favor Imam Musa Kadhim alayhi salam after Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So the same counter-arguments we put forth for the Zaydis, they can also be applicable to the belief of the Ismailis. And the sons of Ismail did not have this claim that after the demise of our father, we will be the Muslim leader. It is not something true. The sons of Ismail did not have this claim. Even if a person said that Ismail had this claim, but his sons did not have this claim that our father and we after our father, we are the Muslim leader. They did not have this claim. But there are frequent traditions, there are frequent narratives that connote the imamate of Imam Musa alayhi salam and then Imam Ridha alayhi salam. So you know that there were these intersects or these cliques, CLIQE, they have been found within the Shi'ites, but we, the 12 Shi'ites, are of the view that they have derived from the real path. Their views and theories cannot be in accordance with the well-known tradition of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, called Ithna Ashar Khalifa. Another important ramification that was found within the Shi'ites, that is Fatahiyya. They believe in imamate of Abdullah Aftah, the grandson of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Their idea and opinion in regard with the imamate of Abdullah Aftah does not seem true. So those counter-arguments can be put forth against them, and there is no need that we have to take our dear viewers' time repeating them. For if according to them, the imamate of the Shi'ites should be restricted to Abdullah Aftah, so we do not have any rational and traditional argument that we have to restrict the realm of imamah to the seven, we can say, infallible imams, while the seventh of them was not an infallible figure, I mean Abdullah Aftah. So there is no any traditional reason behind this, that why Abdullah Aftah should be the last imam of the Shi'ites. Suppose that he was the imam, while according to the Shi'ites, he was not the Muslim or the Shiite's leader. So their beliefs and disrespect is also a misleading belief and opinion. So the last important ramification that we would deal in this episode with, that is waqifiyya. You know that the waqifis are of the view that Imam Musa Kadhim alayhi salam is the last and final imam of the people. They have this inaccurate belief that till now Imam Musa Kadhim alayhi salam is alive, and then he will return and will fill the world with justice. Again, this belief runs counter to the very well-known and very frequently narrated tradition of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, Ithna Ashara Khalifa. Had we proved that Ithna Ashara Khalifa is one of the most reliable an authentic tradition of our Holy Prophet that we have received, all these ramifications will be deemed as invalid, because their beliefs and the people whom they introduce as imams, all of them are not in accordance with our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him's tradition. Our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, said that there will be 12 imams from the Quraysh tribe. There will be 12, ithna ashar, not 7, not 5, not 6. And even he said that the last of them is Mahdi, not Imam Musa Kadhim, as the Waqifis believe so. So it matters most that we have to invest a lot on authenticity of the Ithna Ashar Khalifa tradition. If we could prove all these people, along with their devotees, along with their followers, would be proved that they are going astray. They are not in line with our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, and his household tradition. So, dear listeners, we have to be indeed keen enough towards all these traditions that we hear from the Prophet. Otherwise, we might be misled by the publicity, by the propagandas, by the promulgating speech all these cliques, all these groups and sects are making. But we have to have our own personal research about the authenticity of all what is presented for you, dear listeners. It is your right, it is your certain right that you have to make research about what I have said. But for sure, without any prejudice, if we go through the history of Islam and if we study all these, the truth will be manifested to us. We do have this prayer every now and then, that Almighty Allah, you make us steadfast in going the straight path. Almighty Allah, bless us a happy life in this world and a happier life in the life hereafter. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.